patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin, Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony. I'm a baller, baby. High
roller, baby. Baby, baby. Could this be her toughest show ever?
No.
No?
It would be very easy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Zora Stevenson with an explanation on the Bucks losing last night at home as a 17.5-point favorite. What?
I always agree with Homer, like, all the time.
But not today.
Not today. All right, Zora.
What are you thinking today? Wait, tell me what you're thinking
he
first.
He said this is the worst loss.
Arguably, the worst regular season loss might be the worst regular season loss in the history of the Milwaukee Bucks.
In the history? No.
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 By 17.5 at home against a team that had won 6 games through how many and had been, and was 2-15 on the road. No, I'll do some research.
I hear you. It's a bad loss.
Okay.
The worst loss in the history of the team.
In the regular season. Yeah. Okay. We'll look it up.
I recall they lost to Miami on the road last season by like 30 plus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's pretty bad.
There's been some bad ones, Homer.
Yeah. So I get Detroit's not the best.
No, they're one of the worst teams in the league.
They are a bad team, but I would say that this is an easy one for Zora. It's just a clunker of a game. You just got to throw it out. Right?
That too. It's a clunker of a game.
It means one game. It means nothing, right?
It means one game, yeah. It might be the worst clunker ever.
Yeah, okay. Possibly, but either way, it doesn't matter. It's just one game.
They're still.
I can't believe I'm like closer to Tony's side today. I can't believe it.
Yo, I'm on that side too.
If you want to be on the sensible side, you'll always be on my side.
That doesn't change the magnitude of the loss in terms of how incredible it was to occur. Right?
Magnitude, I think, is a strong word. Bad loss, yeah. Move on to the next, sure.
Okay. Out of curiosity, what would have had to happen to be worse?
Shoot. At least they all came out in one piece.
All right.
Like, a lot of things could be worse.
No, I mean, like, they'd have to have lost by 30 at home to Detroit, or... But yes,
yeah,
everybody's...
I mean, yes. It had to have been a blowout. And, like, the way they lost, I mean, Detroit played the best game they're going to play, and the Bucks couldn't make anything. I do think they were out there trying. It was one of those things where, like, the ball just wasn't bouncing their way. It was one of those nights, so... I definitely think things could be worse. If you play your best basketball, like if you you shoot 30-40% from three and then still lose, yeah, that's cause for concern.
Because you were ready for a they're on a roll. The Bucks had won, what, 6 in a row? What was it? They were whooping people.
They
shot 46 threes. Wow.
Who did?
Yeah, the Bucks. And made 11.
Made 11. 46, that's a lot of threes.
But, I mean, if two or three of those go in, they win the game. Literally, if two or three more threes go in, they win the game. It's so funny to me because the Bucks win. Bucks beat Detroit. Bucks beat Orlando. And you all, I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk big picture. Bucks
Wait, who's you
Pistons.
All? Hold on, Wait. You all. Don't you all me, Zora.
Say Homer, that's okay. And I still look at big picture. I mean, I'm in big picture. Does it bother me? Not in the slightest.
But it does. You said it was the worst loss.
Yeah,
exactly.
The worst regular season loss. Yeah, it was. But the how big a deal is that? You can have the worst preseason loss ever, too. Right?
Yeah.
But it can still be that. But am I worried about him? No. I like Matthew. I mean, I like the team. I like Matthews. I like Cousins. I think the additions they've made they have game. Whenever they lose, you know the other team shot well making threes. Isn't that true almost every time they lose a game?
Well, I don't know if it's that true this season. Definitely in seasons past. But this season, it's been hard to gauge that just because so many guys have been in and out. And the Bucks are playing different defense with Brooke being gone. So I don't know if that statement holds true for this season. But previously, yeah, that was definitely the narrative.
Drew Holiday seemed mad at the end of the game, or he got... I didn't catch it the first half of the game. Was just mad at the officials, or just irritated at the way the game was going?
I think he felt the game was physical And he definitely reiterated on one side more than the other. And he thought that there was a couple more fouls that could have been called. But he also said, he's like, I don't know the last time I got a tech. Like, I'm never disrespectful. I'm always just kind of voicing my opinion. So, you know, that was that. I do think he probably thought he was, you know, there was a bit more contact than they were, you know, calling. That's what it seemed to be. But no, it didn't seem like so, you know, up in arms over the game. Drew doesn't usually lose his cool like that.
And didn't he carry the ball? What did they call him on the technical for? The delay of game, and then I was actually watching that time.
Yeah, he got a layup and then delay of game, and then
still talking to
me. I think he kept yapping, and then that's when he got the tech, and then he was like, what's going on? But I mean, I don't know. Those plays are kind of irrelevant. I'm on to Toronto.
Yeah.
I'm on to Toronto.
That's right.
Nice. Well, you don't have any other choice, or the game is over.
Yeah, I know. I'm over the game.
Homer's not over the game.
No, I'm over the game, too. I'm just not going to lie on what it was. What it was, it is. It's an insignificant, worst regular season loss ever.
Insignificant.
Correct. That tells you how important any of the games are.
I'm sorry you weren't here for the rest of the show, but Homer's a little out of it today. He's really like making stuff up more than normal.
More than normal.
More than normal. He normally makes some stuff up. Yeah. Now he's really going out on a limb today. So for whatever reason, but
I'm like Drew Holiday was last night.
Better question is like how do we explain games like this? I mean, we see them all the time, right? I mean, how does this something like that? I mean, there's no way the Pistons roster is even close to as good as the Bucks roster
at all. At all.
Not even
I mean,
close.
Before the game, Dwayne Casey, the head coach, said it's all stars versus first and second year players.
Correct.
You don't explain it, but even the best ones have off nights. Now, the trends is what we look at, right? So if there's any trends out of this, yes. But this game, I don't think there's an explanation. I mean, my question to the guys after the game was like, okay, shots aren't falling. What part of this game was in your control? And I mean, I know the Bucks are always going to go to defense. Even Bobby said, though, offensively, maybe get like a quick layup. You know, that's how you're taught. You know, see the ball goes to the hoop, get to the free throw line. Maybe it helps you knock down shots. That wasn't necessarily the case. But they have practice tonight. And Bobby was like, yeah, I'm sure Coach Bud has some stuff up his sleeve for us. So they'll get right back at it.
Yeah, I'm looking at our – remember we were talking about – who we want to take the shot? I said Zora over Grayson. Grayson was 1 of 8 from three.
Oh, my goodness.
1 of 8? Stop shooting.
Yeah, but New Year's Day, he had 4 threes.
Who?
Grayson Allen had 4.
Grayson Allen was 1 of 8.
He was 1 of 8 last night.
I know.
Let's see what he is this year.
I don't care about this year. We're talking about this game.
Well, no, but that's how it can happen. Somebody can have a rare game where they're bad. But the problem is, do you want
1 of 8, just probably stop shooting. Bro.
How many? When do you stop?
Four? No, you don't.
Five? When you got to maybe where Middleton was, 1 of 6, stop?
No. But, Tony, when you're on the floor to shoot, like, if you stop shooting, there's no purpose for you. You got to keep shooting.
Hey, even better, sit your butt down.
at 1 for 6?
Hey, you were 2 of 11. From all together, you're 2 of 11. Just have a seat,
right,
Grayson.
He's on the year. On the year, he's 39% three-point shooting.
It's not your night. Those 27 minutes should have been 17 minutes.
Oh, my God. Okay, and who are you putting in instead of him?
Anybody. DeMarcus.
You're going to play Giannis, Bobby, and DeMarcus?
Yes.
Same lineup.
So at 1 for 6, you're done.
He should be done at 1 for 6.
All right.
That's about it. Let's hang him up.
How many are you going?
Hey, do an Antonio Brown. Take your jersey off and say, I'm done. Coach, take me out. I'm not going back in. It's a bad coaching decision if you put me in, Coach.
At 1 for 10, Zor
stink tonight.
At one for ten, Zor is still shooting number 11. If
I'm
it's
still
open.
Shooting.
Yeah, tell him, Zor.
Zor's a chucker. That's why. Chuckers never stop shooting.
Wait, can I tell a story before you all kick me off?
Go ahead.
Okay, so for the past couple of years, I've been doing.
Zora, hold on. Before you tell your story, just understand this is your segment. You do whatever you want to do on this segment.
It's true.
Well, you all should have told me that. Like,
no.
A year ago,
we're sorry for not explaining that. But from now on, you lead the segment if you want. Don't let Homer come in here and get negative on you. Don't let me come in trying to bring you down. You lead this segment.
We've
do whatever
told,
you want.
We've told her this before.
Okay, now go ahead. Let's tell your story.
last couple of years, I've been doing something called the good news jar. So I have like tiny pieces of colored paper, and I write, you know, if something good happens in my day, I write it down, put it in the jar.
Okay.
Every year on New Year's Eve, I empty the jar and I read aloud all the cool things that happened in the year. I posted this on Twitter on New Year's Day, and, you know, comments, people like the idea. This one person comments, and he takes his own piece of paper, takes a picture just like I did, and in the piece of paper, it says, told Homer I always agree with him. As part of my good news jar.
Like, suggestion.
Wow.
So that's just to hype you all up. Lately, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm involved in a lot of different things. I'm around town. People coming up to me saying, hey, I really like you and Homer and Tony. I can't even say the name.
Homie. Don't worry.
Homie.
That, you know why that is? You know why you know why they like you on the show? You want to know why? Because we know you're the star. You're the star, mm-hmm. and a buddy star, going to be a future star even bigger, and they just want to know, wow.
We let your light shine
yes,
on the show.
You're the best. And I just hope, as I said before, when you get really famous, that you don't forget us.
I really enjoy our weekly chats. I'm serious.
It gives me
a guaranteed laugh every Tuesday. Yep. So I'm here as long as y'all have me.
We've heard that before.
And it helps with my argument skills, because there's something I always disagree with. So
it's always a treat.
Not best, with Homer, you don't.
Best thing.
Clearly.
All right, Zora. Best thing about the Bucks right now. The best thing about the Bucks.
Ooh.
Yeah, put that in your positive jar.
Yeah, put that in the, that's a great idea.
Get to that positive jar.
I have a grandson.
Homer,
your jar
would be empty.
No. When I have a grandson, I'm going to tell him to do this.
Okay.
That's spectacular.
Wait, Zora, so what do you put down? Just tell us exactly how you do it. Like every day you have to have one?
You have some days where good stuff doesn't happen. But like,
right.
for example, anytime
something happens.
I wrote July 20th, Bucks won the championship.
Okay. So it's just randomly. It doesn't have to be every day.
Random. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I mean, March 5th, I had seen my mom for the first time in a long time after she got vaccinated. I wrote, hugged my mom for the first time in over a year.
Just out of curiosity, how many notes did you have in there for the
question.
Year?
I bet 100.
I would say, like 75 or so.
75, okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It could be anything.
You got to have a certain number.
No, you don't.
As you feel it.
All
right, so if you have a jar and you have three pieces of paper in there.
The question would be, like, how big the moment has to be. You got to have some baseline.
It can be anything.
I know, but I'm saying.
It's my favorite food today.
To Homer's point, I mean, you can have the little stuff. If you go too small with it, it could be 355 things in a jar.
Maybe you need that positivity.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to remind yourself that 300 awesome things happened this year. You're not buying it.
No, it's just a great idea. But then, you know, like I said, if you do that and in the jar, you have six pieces of paper.
I would say there's a middle ground, right?
Yes,
like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, 75 to 150, something like that. Unless you want to teach someone to find something positive every day, that's a whole different thing. That's not what you're doing.
Just to
be thankful and recognize
every time your husband says, yes, you can go spend some money, that'd be in the jar.
No, that wouldn't be.
Oh, see, that happens
but
too
maybe
much.
Maybe for you, that would be in the
no,
jar.
No, for
you
example,
know
and you know
well,
what would be
in
my jar? Every day that Tony doesn't say, Homer, you just make stuff up. That puts a positive piece of paper in the jar for me. Tony didn't say today that I just make stuff up. But that would only be six pieces of paper in the jar. That's a great idea.
The day you all agree, put that in the jar.
Excuse me? I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
The day you all agree.
When is that?
Yeah,
well,
excellent.
Yeah, you'll have nothing in the jar.
Yes,
exactly. if we had a group jar where we all had the same
that's
thing,
right.
It'd be empty.
Now, from now, it's going to be called the Zora jar.
Real quick,
it's going to be the Zora jar,
Zora,
by
just
the way.
One last question.
Yes.
Let's see if you can explain this. We've been, Pebble and I were baffled by this today. Homer said he would be happier if the Packers make the Super Bowl than if they were to win the Super Bowl.
Why?
I'm asking you to explain it. We can't explain it.
So he would be happier if they made the Super Bowl right. compared to if they won the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Well, okay, wait. But if they win the Super Bowl, make the Super Bowl.
No. So he said he's going to be happier if they make it than he would. So if he was on a scale from 1 to 100, he'd be at 90 if they make it, 85 if they win it. He's happier for them to make it than they are to win it.
Happier for them to lose then. Right?
Apparently so. That's what it sounds like to me. I'm baffled by it as well.
If the Bucks yes. had been like 3 or 4 years, have been close and never even made the finals, I'd be happiest for them to make the finals. They need to get the level. I'd still be very happy if they won it and want them to win it. But the key is just getting there. Otherwise, they start to become known historically as one of the great losers ever. There is some value felt. Not only by the players and the coaches, but by fans to make it to the finals, even though it's not as good as winning. At some point, getting there becomes special because it gives you a chance. There's a level achieved that's so much greater to be there, even if you don't win, versus never getting
there. Are you convinced, or would you like to agree with Homer on this?
No, I just explained it. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Well, getting there versus never getting there, but you were saying getting there versus winning it all.
Correct.
Right, for this year.
I don't buy that because, and I come from a Bucks perspective.
Thank
but
you.
Like, you all are so giddy that the Bucks made the finals. If they lost, this whole city would have been like, oh, the team is awful. They need to like redo everything. It would have been a whole thing. Nobody mm-hmm. would have just appreciated mm-hmm. the fact that they got there.
Agreed.
I mean, the fans in this city act like the Bucks have been a dynasty for decades. The way, like, the expectations that you all have, I feel like sometimes.
It's unbelievable.
It's really hard to win.
Very.
You all just want it. You all want it easily. You want it every year.
You all. Zora, stop grouping me with Homer saying you all. clearly, you haven't listened to the show if you think I'm with Homer.
She doesn't listen to the show.
Clearly.
She's very busy. Thanks, Zora.
All right, Zora.
Oh, my gosh. Talk soon.
See ya.
Next.